So next up, we have Todd talking about microarchitectures with spec and arch spec. So give it up for Todd. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Okay, so I'm Todd Gamblin from Lawrence Livermore National Lab. I'm the lead developer on this SPAC project. I'm going to talk about some of our recent work to enable microarchitecture-specific builds in SPAC. So what's SPAC? It's a tool that enables software distribution for HPC. It automates the build and installation of your software. You can clone it from GitHub. You can say SPAC install package, say HDF5, and it'll go and build that for you along with all of its dependencies and get it working on your system. The packages are templated, so they're designed so that you can very easily get a build working on a new machine you've never seen before. The builds are designed to be very generic, and you can build lots of different configurations of things. And it pulls a lot of sort of low-level aspects of the build system up into the dependency resolver so that you can build all these different combinations. So the real goal here is we want to make it as easy to distribute HPC software as it is to use some of the other interpreted language ecosystems that people are used to. HPC is a pretty painful ecosystem from a build system perspective. And you saw how important that was in the last talk. They weighted the ability to install the mesh framework very, very highly in their criteria. So I thought that was interesting. SPAC's pretty popular. It's used worldwide. We have a lot of contributors. We're up to like 500 different contributors now. And we're used on a lot of the world's fastest machines. So the Summit machine at Oak Ridge uses SPAC to deploy 1,300 packages for their users. We use it at Livermore. And then we have a partnership with the Fugaku National Supercomputer Project.